The proposed bill would make civil citations mandatory for young first-time offenders who commit any of 11 nonviolent crimes. Instead of being arrested for offenses like petty theft or disorderly conduct, juveniles would instead be cited by an officer and asked to appear before a neighborhood board. iCare's Nancy Ricker says that could rehabilitate minors before they're drawn into the justice system and possibly more serious criminal activity.
If we arrest a youth for a nonviolent crime and put them in the process, the likelihood of their becoming a criminal, a habitual criminal, is, if I remember correctly, something like 85% chance of that.
Activists criticized Northeast Florida State Attorney Angela Corey for her overzealous prosecution of minors and her scant use of the diversion program. Pastor Philip Baber says Corey's recent ouster by reform-minded Republican Melissa Nelson suggests the political climate is more favorable now after a similar bill failed in the legislature this year.
It is clear that we are seeing a shift in the perception and in the awareness of the American people, including here in Duval and throughout the state of Florida, that we are sick and tired of these severe, draconian measures that are being used to basically turn our children into criminals.
iCare will meet with some state lawmakers and members of the public Tuesday evening at 7 at Christ the King Catholic Church on Arlington Road. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.